Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it feels good to get a win. The Bears beat the Bengals 2017. I know it was like a roller coaster, right? Started out, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. You go up, feel real good, then you go down, and you're like, oh shit, my stomach. And then suddenly you're off the ride, and you're like, that was pretty cool. Kind of like what the Bears game was. But nevertheless, it doesn't know, matter how much you win by, as long as you win. A lot of things happened in the game. Let's talk about it, right? While I'm recording this, Justin Fields has announced that he's going to be the starting quarterback, and everyone gets really excited. Obviously, he was a first-round pick. We traded our first-round pick next year for him. Everyone's excited about Mr. Fields. In the same breath, Nagy comes out and says, well, when Andy's healthy, he will be our starting quarterback. It's like, that guy's a PR nightmare. Matt Nagy, just shut the hell up and coach week by week who's available. Just Justin Fields, our quarterback this week, and we're focusing all our energy and time on the Browns. Okay? We need to talk about Andy Dalton. He has a bone bruise on his knee. And you know what? I'm not happy about it, right? Never want to see someone get injured. But it is what it is. Anyways, did a little research. A little bone bruise on the knee. Okay? Sounds like nothing, right? Sounds like you're going to hit your funny bone. No, actually, you're out 3 to 4 weeks for most people. So that guy's probably not coming back till. Let's just think about it. Never. But the Bears do have a tough stretch of games coming up here. Playing the Browns are pretty good next week. But let's just talk about game two, right? First play of the game, you heard all the backlash about, and rightfully so, that we didn't throw a pass over like 10 yards or even attempt. I think there was like two attempts. And there was a lot of backlash. Marquise Goodwin, who's one of our wide receivers, he came in and was like, you know, we really need, we just, we played into their hands. They didn't even have to pay attention to us. And he's probably right. But at the end of the day, those are the same people like Matt Nagy game planned against them, knew what the offensive line could do. We also had a third string left tackle in that game for a little bit of time. So I get it. There's a lot of backlash, people, blah, blah, blah. But are those the same people? Were you crying about Zeke Elliott for the Cowboys just being a fullback and blocking when he's getting paid like $20 million a year to be a running back? Never got the ball to run that game against Tampa Bay. So I would like you to think about those two different things. Listen, you game plan. It's the NFL. It is what it is. I never thought we had a chance against the Rams, so whatever. But let's just talk about Goodwin, right? Let's talk about Goodwin bitching about that. Well, the very first play of the game, the Bears do a play action and they look for him on a deep post. He wasn't open. They covered it well, but it was a play that Matt Nagy wanted to come out and kind of stretch the field. So he's obviously listened to his players. And obviously, I'm not saying he's listened to Goodwin through the media, but he's listened to his players and probably feedback from other offensive coaches. You know, that's progression in my eyes with Mr. Nagy. Okay, the other thing I will say is this, he's consistently Mr. Nagy. Does these stupid ass cute plays. If you remember in the beginning of the game, he brings in Damian Williams and tries to do a lateral pass to him and it goes nowhere. I think that actually we lost yards, like 3 yards. It's like, dude, you're doing the play action, but in the same drive, you're doing like cute lateral passes to Williams. Just keep it. You have David Montgomery in your backfield. In game one, he averaged 6.8 yards per carry. I told you guys that already. Give him the damn ball. Let him run. Damian Williams was signed for a backup. I understand you maybe had a connection with him in Kansas City and all that. You were Andy Dalton's intern in Kansas City. We got to get over that, buddy. And then also, the other thing is that Nagy kills me in the first quarter. He calls a timeout on offense because they can't get the play in quick enough. They don't know what they're doing. And I thought that was the whole reason why we had a veteran quarterback. So they were on the same page and we didn't have this. But Nagy consistently through his coaching career thus far has just made use, he just uses timeouts on useless shit and stuff that should be done. Listen, we had this happen last week. You have to have the plays scripted or at least understand what type of plays you're going to be going with, at least in the first 7 minutes of the game. I mean, I get it. Maybe the second quarter, things of that nature. But the first quarter, 7 minutes in the game, not even. You're already calling a timeout. So I don't know. I thought that was insane. But nevertheless, takeaways I got. I thought the Bears Going into the game, we're going to have a tough time against the three-headed monster, I would say. They got pretty, Cincinnati has three talented wide receivers. I touched on this before, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase. I thought they did a pretty good job. Obviously, they gave up some touchdowns at the end, or two of them at least. The one, Eddie Jackson should have blasted the shit out of Ja'Marr Chase, and that shouldn't have been a touchdown. That was a long touchdown. Obviously, Eddie Jackson did not look real good on that, but he played pretty damn good throughout the game. If you saw, Eddie Jackson came up, made that tackle, forced that fumble. I thought that was great. I also want to say give a lot of credit to our front, the front half of the defense. The defensive line had pressure throughout the day, and then obviously our linebackers. We had three picks. That was great. Also, Joe Mixon, he's not bad at running. He's not a bad running back. Obviously, anyone that plays fantasy probably doesn't like him from years past, but the guy gets a lot of touches. He was a top pick for a reason. We held him to 69 yards. They literally only ran with him. So I thought that was pretty good. You forced Joe Burrow into three interceptions, three plays in a row. We get interceptions, return one of them for a touchdown. And so that brings me to another point. Before I get into Justin Fields' performance, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, I want to tell you just about the attitude of a winning culture and the attitude of a losing culture. And that's why I think, honestly, the Cincinnati Bengals suck so bad, right? Have historically sucked. Tyler Boyd, okay? Tyler Boyd was number 83 on Cincinnati. I don't know if you remember him. He had their most catches. He went 7 for 73, okay? On the pick to Roquan Smith, Roquan, it's going to actually Tyler Boyd. He's behind him. Roquan makes a great pick and he's returning it, right? Well, Tyler Boyd didn't even move from Cincinnati. He didn't even go after him. If you go back and watch that replay, he just like jogs. I don't even think he even goes towards Roquan. He just gives up on the play right away. And Roquan runs in. You see Ja'Marr Chase is the only one who is like 10 yards behind. Tyler Boyd tried to make that effort and make that tackle. Here's the deal. I don't know if Tyler Boyd was going to make the tackle or anything or at all, but it's effort. It's just the attitude of the team. Like you want to go out there for your guys. You don't want to give up on the play. Especially when it was pretty damn right off the bat, you'd even try. Now, why does that have anything to Justin Fields? Justin Fields almost had that fumble that changed the game. It was almost a scoop and score. Justin Fields fumbled the shit out of the ball. He reaches back, runs and gets the ball and jumps on it right away. Okay? It's just the effort. And by Justin Fields, he proved a lot just on that play to me. He proved one, he never given up on plays. Two, he's hyper focused and super competitive, right? I mean, he knew he made a mistake, but he was damn sure not going to let anyone grab that ball. And he grabbed it. And I just thought that was just like the character of the team, right? You want that kind of effort. You want people to be like, hey, listen, you're going to have mistakes. You're going to make mistakes throughout the year, but it's not what you do with that mistake, it's how you solve it or how you your effort towards that. And I thought that was pretty eye-opening and just goes to show the type of player and leader that Fields is. Even though it was a small play, I thought that was just the tales of two organizations. I mean, I know the Bears weren't great last year and they won and made the playoffs with grit. They weren't the best team by any means. The coach is mediocre at best. But I feel like, if you got guys working their ass off and trying to, play hard, you're going to be successful in a sense. But that by saying that, in no means do I think the Bears are going to make a run and, win the Super Bowl or shit, even make the playoffs. But I just wanted to touch base on that. I thought that was just, two different plays, but kind of just spoke about the attitude. Let's talk about what people really want to care about, right? And then this is why I'm going to talk about this episode, is really Justin Fields, right? Andy Dalton gets hurt. You hate to see it. But Fields comes in, right? Did not have a great game. People are crying on. I was listening to 670 The Score, ESPN. People are crying. Oh, he looks like shit. He didn't play well. He had a fumble that he almost lost. He had an interception. And then they're like, well, he rushed the fourth and one call. He did rush that. He shouldn't have just ran it right up. He just, called Hike and ran it in. And I don't know if people remember that, Justin Fields. Andy Dalton got hurt a few plays before. It was fourth and one. Justin Fields takes the ball. You got to take your time. You got to pick your spots. And what I mean by that, you got to see where you're going to be able to make that push. I mean, he just literally thought he was playing like Tulsa at Ohio State or something, and he didn't get it. But that's a learning curve. There's going to be a tremendous amount of growing curve, or geez, growing curves, growing pains with Justin Fields. But here's the deal. Every backup for the NFL, outside of Justin, he probably had like a small package, kind of like how they used him with the gimmick plays and stuff like that in week one, are with the scout team. So really what that means, if there's 100 reps, just hear me out, 95 of them are going to the starter. So you got 5 reps. You're not even having any connection with any of the wide receivers, offensive line, tight ends, shit, even the offensive coordinator calling the plays in, audibles, things of that nature. You're just not getting that repetition because there's only so much practice time in the NFL now. And that needs to be dedicated to the starter, and rightfully so. So Justin Fields is going in there as a backup because of an injury, right? I take it with a grain of salt. Now, here's also, people are going to complain about the interception. He got fooled. He's young. And the interception, if everyone watched it, there's a guy on the defensive line. He looks like he's going to rush in. He backs into coverage, and boom. He was able to trick Justin, same way Joe Burrow got tricked. And Joe Burrow's been, in the league for 2 years, and they both made the same exact error. They just got tricked by the coverage, and that's going to happen, especially as a rookie. So the one thing is, your veterans got to pick you up. I thought Justin Fields had a phenomenal throw, obviously, to Allen Robinson in the end zone. Should have been a touchdown. Allen Robinson has to catch that. You're on the franchise tag, brother. You got to catch that, especially you got to pick your rookie up. He catches that. That changes the game, okay? That changes like the game of what Fields did, right? A lot of people are going to look at stats, all these analytic guys. Oh, Justin Fields, he was 6 for 13, 60 and a pick. He also, was 10 for 31 on the ground. Listen, you didn't have to do much math. He had less than 100 yards, total yards. But he made the two most important plays of the game, okay? And he did it with grit. And he did it with his athleticism and, and his knowledge, right? And his feel. So here's the deal. Third and eight, you guys all saw it in the fourth quarter. He seals the game. He feels the pressure. He peels to the left. He gets the first down. He runs it in, gets the first down. Now he needs to learn how to slide because I thought he would like literally like messed up his knee sliding like a clown like that. But that's a huge play. That's a game-changing play because that ended the game. So you got to give him credit there, okay? And then in addition, what was the other biggest play he made? He made it where he got his own fumble, and I already talked about that. Listen, it's not you got to have progressions, okay? I just want to point a couple things out. Peyton Manning, might have heard of him. Maybe he'd go down as a legend, maybe the GOAT, okay? Him and Tom Brady, they're in the same discussion. Well, guess who owns the record for the most interceptions in one season as a rookie? Mr. Peyton Manning has 28 interceptions. Okay. And then in addition, Tom Brady might have heard of him. He's like 44 years old. He's already got 9 touchdowns this year, but we're not talking about that. His first year, he came in for an injury. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. He came in, he had 18 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and 2,800 yards. Wasn't putting the world on fire, but you have to realize this. It's what you do and how you get better, right? The next year, Tom Brady threw 28 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. I honestly think the 18-12 is going to be somewhere like if Justin starts the whole rest of the year, those would be similar stats. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady, so all you people need to calm down. But what I'm trying to say is he's not going to put the world on fire. You're not going to have like a Patrick Mahomes first year as a starter. And it's because he doesn't have the same weapons either. Like Cole Kmet still seems like he doesn't understand the plays. Cole Kmet, very good athlete. We drafted him in the second round. But I don't know what the hell is going on with him in the offense because he keeps getting false starts. You're the tight end. You can't have that happen. You've been in the system for 2 years. Also, you had that pass interference. I'd go either way. Can't extend your arm. You know that you can't extend your arm. If you're making it too obvious, you got to be a little bit You got to watch film on Tony Gonzalez. If you guys don't remember him, he's one of the all-time great tight ends, but he knew how to do a little shimmy without extending his arm to, get that separation on a linebacker to get open. And that's what Cole Kmet needs to do. But overall, I mean, the Bears got a win. It was ugly, but it was a win. And that's all that matters in the NFL. Now, you get a whole week of Justin Fields getting all of the reps. That's huge, right? That repetition, him just being able to put a game plan around his skill set, some of the packages, the protection, not making anything too complex, hopefully opening up the game plan, being able to, obviously he threw what was a great deep ball, so I'd like to see Mooney, Goodwin, or Allen Robinson, spread the field a little bit, get some deep. I will say this. I meant to tell you this earlier. Remember when I talked about Goodwin bitching about Matt Nagy and his play calling? Goodwin came the next game, and the only impact play that guy had was a holding call on a 37-yard run from David Montgomery. So here's what I have to say. Just keep your mouth shut. You don't need to be bitching about each other or bitching about your coach. Just do your job. If you had 10 catches and 140 yards and a tutty, or you returned a kick or something, maybe you could speak up a little bit because you earned it a little bit, I guess. But mostly, like, keep that criticism and keep your opinion, because you're on a 1-year contract anyways, Goodwin. You jumped around the league. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was, I mean, I thought he was right for sure, but you can't really come out and say that anymore, especially when you don't show up the next game. I don't mind if someone wants to talk and critique, but you got to come out. You got to show out, right? He didn't do that. But anyways, I thought that was crazy. The defense, like I stated, played great. Now, when I pointed out that they stopped Joe Mixon to 69 yards, they're going to be facing a team with that's kind of banged up from the wide receiver standpoint. They had their one of their first picks. I think he was picked in the second round. Anthony, I forget his last name from the Browns. He's out. You got Jarvis Landry, who you guys all know. He's also out for the Browns. You got Odell Beckham coming from his ACL tear. He's been out the first two games. Supposedly practiced well today, so the Bears might be in seeing him. So I'm not really scared of the wide receiver core because Odell Beckham, he cries more than an Oprah show. So I don't know what to tell that guy. So, but you do want to do that two-headed monster. They got Nick Chubb, they got Kareem Hunt, and they are a very good running team. So I think that to win this game and the Bears, it's a winnable game now because the Browns actually kind of struggled against the Texans until Tyrod Taylor got hurt after the first half and he was out. It was pretty much a tie game, but most of the time Houston was winning. I think the Bears need to make this game, and our defense needs to put it on Baker Mayfield. I don't think Baker's that great where he could win the game. And I would like to the Bears to they put a lot of pressure. They stop that run. If we could stop them to a, you know. I know it's going to be a tough task, but I'll say 125 yards in the ground between the two backs. I think that the Bears are going to have a successful day. Obviously Vegas has got all those pretty lights and, the casinos are popping because they're pretty good. What I mean by that is Vegas has got the Bears a 7-point dog. So the Browns are going to be playing at home. Usually you get about 3 points for that, but add another 4 points and they don't think the Bears are going to be in this one. And obviously it's Justin Fields is a rookie. He's not Superman yet. He's making his first start, but make Baker beat you. If you could stop the run, put eight in the box, make these guys earn every yard. I think Ogletree, he had an awesome play. He made he caused one of those interceptions. I gave him a hard time after week one, but you know what? Because he had a personal foul, he came in and played his ass off. I thought the cornerbacks, I know people could pinpoint stuff, but last week, I mean, you got two cornerbacks you never even heard of. And you got Shelley who came in for an injury. He was the cornerback number 20. They played as best of their ability. And I was pretty happy with the Bears secondary last week. So if we can keep that up and kind of like a little chip on our shoulder. And I think that If everyone played like Hicks, I think we would have the best defense in the NFL, because Hicks is just on a different level. Hakeem Hicks, by the way. But I think that I said it prior to the season. I didn't think the Bears would win this Browns game. I thought the Bears would start out 1-1 and 2, but I changed my mind. I think actually the Bears are going to come in here. They're going to make it close, and I'm going to say they're going to squeak this one out. One thing I will touch on, I understand how frustrating it was to see Fields have those two false starts. But guys, listen, like I told you before, he didn't get the practice. He was pumped up, amped up. Hopefully that shit is not going to happen. I'm not saying he's not going to make errors, like throw a pick or have a couple bad plays, but I just don't think that he'll have the same type of false starts. I think that was just not working with that center, not getting those repetitions in practice. Because yeah, that cannot happen. But I want everyone to have some expectations for this first game and just realize this. Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick. Zach Wilson was the second pick, okay? A lot of NFL evaluators had those guys, 1, 2, and then Fields in there with three. And both those guys through the first two games have five picks apiece. So there's going to be some growing pains, but listen, you're going to be on the road for your first game. You're playing the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland's been historically, I know they played well and made the playoffs last year. In the year before, they almost made the playoffs, but historically, Cleveland sucks. So I'm hoping they go back to being a pretty crappy team, and the Bears could squeak out an underdog win here. And the reason I think it would be insane if the Bears are able to pull this out is because they play the Lions the week after. The Lions are trash. I'm sorry. You talk all you want about Jared Goff. Oh, they played the Packers well. No, we should be able to go in there and smack around the Lions at home. And then we play the Raiders. And I know the Raiders have played well. And I know they looked good. And I know it's on the West Coast and all that other stuff. But it's a winnable game against the Raiders. And so you could possibly be, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1 playing the Packers at home. And I don't think the Packers are that damn good. We'll see. I really don't. I think that if you hit them in the mouth and you play good defense, you don't turn the ball over, you could be pretty successful. But we'll see. You got to start. Now I'm Mr. Positivity Tim, and the Bears might, make a run here. First things first, got to beat the Browns. But hey, let's enjoy this win. Let's put the game on Baker's shoulders. Make him beat you, stop the run, and let's fucking go and win another game. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your week. Enjoy this victory. And realize, we're kind of in a retooling session after this year. But hey, bear down. Let's go.